look even better. Great start for the BKB Knights.
It's night time. All the action on and off the field.
The confidence in the VKB Knights camp was upped on Sunday when the team from Central South Africa claimed an outstanding 6-wicket victory over a loaded Titans team at the Diamond Oval in Kimberley. The pressure was on the Knights to return to winning ways after managing just one win in their 6 previous outings in the Momentum One Day Cup. The Knights won the toss in Kimberley and elected to field first. The Titans proceeded to score 307 in their allotted 50 overs, with the Protea Aiden Markram scoring 103 runs, while the former Knight Diego Rosier top scored with 112. Umbulelo Budaza was a pick of the bowlers for the Knights with 5 for 44 in 9.5 overs, but Neil Bartman also impressed with his 3 wickets. The star of the show was, however, the Knights opening batsman Andries Goss, who blasted his side to victory with 9 balls to spare. Goss scored a career high of 163 not out and in the process hit 13 fours and 3 sixes. The wicketkeeper Wandile Makwetu was unbeaten with 47, while Keegan Peterson scored 45. Markram was a pick of the Titans bowlers with 2 for 39 in 7 overs. Goss says the win will do wonders for their confidence.
The Titans, they batted really well. They were well on their way to go to 350, 360, but I must say our bowlers brought it back very nicely, and then we restricted them to just over 300, which was probably par on that wicket, but the confidence and the belief that we have as a team now that we chased that down is massive, and hopefully we can just take it forward to the next couple of games. I think our last 3 games is must-win games for us to reach the playoffs.
The winner has seen the Knights move off the bottom of the table into 5th. Meanwhile, the Knights captain Pike Vermiljoen is back in the camp following international duty of the Proteas, where he made his debut during a T20 international series against Australia. Vermiljoen says he wants to use the experience at international level to help better the Knights.
I'm back with the Knights after a T20 series against Australia. It was very exciting for me to make my debut against Australia. They're obviously a world-class team with some world superstars in. It was very good for me. I learned a hell of a lot, and I'll definitely try and take this experience back into the Knights setup.
The Knights' next match in the Momentum One Day Cup will be on Saturday when they face the Cape Cobras in Otwering. On Wednesday, the second one-day international between South Africa and Australia will be contested in Bloemfontein, and the Proteas will target a series win at the Mangahung Oval. And that's it for this week. I'm Morgan Peake for AFM Sport, and it's night time.
Central South Africa's cricketing pride, OFM, proud supporter of the VKB Knights.